Welcome back to American Scene, the show where we talk about movies with American in the title and what they have to say about American identity, culture, and values. My name is Ben Rosen.
I'm Alan Austin.
If you have anything you want to say about the show, any of our previous episodes, or anything we cover today, please connect with us on Twitter at @AmericanScene_ or send us an email at AmericanScenePod@gmail.com. Also on Instagram at @AmericanScenePod. Today we're celebrating the first annual
is the American Scene Awards for what we are calling phase one of the podcast. So this is the first grouping of films that we've covered, and we are deciding to give the Oscar style awards for director, supporting actor and actress, actor, actress, picture.
Yes, the big six, I guess. We're not getting into screenplay or much to my chagrin or disappointment, I guess. No scores, though maybe I'll do my top five or you know, favorite soundtracks on Instagram or on Twitter. We can talk about those. But before we get into it, I thought we should mention what we've covered so far so folks can weigh in, see if we missed anything that they felt should be nominated. So starting at the beginning, we started with American Pie. Right before the election, we dropped The American President, American Psycho, An American Pickle, American Assassin, The Myth of the American Sleepover, American Hustle, American Flyers, American Splendor, American Gigolo, The American Mall, American Made, American Heart, American Dreams, The Last Days of American Crime, American Outlaws, American Violet, American Ultra, and American Beauty.
Yes, and Ben and I will kind of, because we did, you know, kind of talk about the nominations earlier on social media and on a previous episode, I believe, but we've been thinking, we've got some maybe alternatives we'd like to consider. We're gonna finalize the nominations before giving our winners. And Ben, are there any other caveats or clarifications you want to drop to the audience before we jump right in?
No, I'll just say that, you know, we announced the nominations on Twitter before we, I think possibly before we even recorded American Ultra, and definitely before American Beauty. So, I mean, we discussed a lot on the Beauty-sode how much we love Chris Cooper and Mina Suvari, so they're going to factor into our conversation, and we can talk about some others that maybe didn't make the cut. Where do you want to start?
I say we start with supporting actor. You know, in my mind as an Oscars fan, traditionally, in my head, this is the first award normally of the big six that is normally handed out. I think it might alternate year by year with supporting, but lately they've been giving other awards in general the first couple slots. So traditionally, from when I was a kid, when we were kids, it would always go supporting actor to kick off the show. I think we should do the same thing.
Let's do it.
All right. So initially, we had the following nominations: Eugene Levy for American Pie, Jeremy Renner for American Hustle, Bradley Cooper, American Hustle, Judah Friedlander, American Splendor, and Caleb Landry Jones, American Made. Now, we did talk about Chris Cooper in American Beauty and just how moved we were by the performance, so we are going to factor him in here. And you had mentioned to me off the air about trying to factor in Michael J. Fox from American President. So, since we are definitely sliding Chris Cooper in, he is a lock with Eugene Levy, Jeremy Renner, and Bradley Cooper, which means for the last spot, it will be a three-way battle between Judah Friedlander, Caleb Landry Jones, and Michael J. Fox. Let's discuss.
So where did we bring in Chris Cooper then?
Chris Cooper is theoretically sliding in for Caleb Landry Jones. Uh-huh. And then there's that Judah Friedlander spot, which we could either keep the same or replace him with Landry Jones or Michael J. Fox. And the reason we used Judah Friedlander, I was the one who suggested we maybe take him out, because it is a pretty one-note performance that could also be seen as a kind of impression performance,
yeah,
rather than some deep character dive. And Judah Friedlander is not too far off from the character he plays in American Splendor. It was a very, like, clear casting choice. So that's kind of my rationale there. So it is a three-way battle for that last spot. And I don't see anyone else from any of the other movies we covered really, you know, beating those three.
Yeah. I mentioned in one of my emails, Bradley Cooper, I think he's so fun in American Hustle. And like, yeah, it's over the top, but I almost appreciate that. I you know, because then he does like American Sniper right after this, very subdued, very, you know, low key. Also, A Star Is Born. Like, this is probably the most fun he's ever had in a role ever since, you know, maybe the Hangover movies or Wet Hot American Summer, which we'll be doing soon. Or I guess by the time this drops, we will have already done it, depending on the schedule. I'm okay
There is a line reading in American Hustle that you're a giant fan of.
That's what I meant to mention is his line reading. And I mentioned it on our episode way back when. But when he says, "Am I living in a fucking nightmare?" It's just, I turned it into a GIF. I love it. It's a GIF, GIF, whatever. I love that line reading. And I just... One of the things that I remember most about my first viewing of that movie is him making fun of Louis C.K. in the big, like, victory celebration, like climbing on top of him, and then Louis C.K. leaves, and then Bradley Cooper does the whole bit where he's, like, imitating him sitting on the couch all butthurt.
Yeah, and everyone's going crazy.
And some of his scenes with Louis C.K. are, like, my favorite scenes in the movie, at that whole bit, as we talked about with the fishing story. Great.
Yeah.
So,
A lock. A lock. I'm personally saying Friedlander should drop out.
I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
So then it becomes Caleb or Michael J. Fox. So the scene that stands out for me with Michael J. Fox is actually carried by Michael Douglas's reaction, in my opinion. And that's when he confronts him about heads in the sand, ostriches. I forget the exact phrasing of the scene.
They'll drink sand. And then they'll drink the sand. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So in the scene that I really recall Michael J. Fox standing out, Douglas actually like nails it, like sends it home. Mm-hmm. For Caleb Landry Jones, I think it's a more fun performance that the best supporting actor, you know, category usually has one of. So I'm thinking we give it to Caleb Landry Jones for American Made, but I'm open to hearing what you have to say.
I mean, I just love Michael J. Fox. I love them both. I love Caleb Landry Jones. So, but it may just be my love that is like blinding me to the like the reality of their performance. And Michael J. Fox definitely does ham it up in that one when he's like trying to like get the vote or whatever, and the guy backs out.
41 character across the board.
No, come on, no, George, don't tell me that.
Who is Lewis on with?
Jared. He's trying to keep his fingers in the dam.
You're supposed to be the United States Congressman, for the love of Christ. But we're not gonna stay at 41. The numbers are gonna go back up. But they're gonna go back up. All right, George, Congressman Jared. Look, George, listen to me. It's crunch time. It's personal. This is one of those moments. It's just you and the president. Now, what's it gonna be? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all right, George, can I tell you something? We're going to win this thing. We're going to get the votes we need, and we're going to win this thing. And you know what I'm going to do after that? I mean, that very night, I'm going to go to Sam and Harry's. I'm going to order a big steak, and I'm going to make a list of everybody who tried to fuck us this week.
Lewis!
Yeah, well, just vote your conscience, you chicken shit lame ass! We lost Jared.
And I really like the scene with Caleb Landry Jones when he kind of gets angry at Tom Cruise's character and storms off in the car. I think that's a great scene.
Yeah.
I will say that, and by the way, I've said that, you know, the role he plays isn't necessarily an actor's actor role. He still does great in it. Like, his performance is great.
You're going to get in that car, and you're going to drive straight to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. And nowhere else. You don't even stop to take a piss. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Good luck, kid.
I'll tell you what, Bay. I'm gonna send you a goddamn address, okay, Bay? You're gonna start sending me cash on the fucking regular. You understand? You hear me? Fuck you, man.
So I'm open to both. I would lean Landry Jones.
I'm good with that. Let's do it.
So here are the nominees for Best Supporting Actor in an American Movie. Eugene Levy, American Pie. Jeremy Renner, American Hustle. Bradley Cooper, American Hustle. Chris Cooper, American Beauty. Caleb Landry Jones, American Made. And Ben, I will let you reveal your winner first. I will then reveal mine, and then we'll collectively agree on a winner for each category.
I think that's a good plan. I just want to mention, I know we've talked about a lot about this category, and one thing that I wanted to say also is we weren't even sure that we had like the best crop to choose from. And then as I was going through the stuff that we'd covered, I just wanted to go through some other supporting actors that didn't make the cut. No Michael Keaton or Taylor Kitsch for American Assassin? That's a joke. We might hear from some of the Ed heads that Furlong isn't on our list from American Heart. No love for John Amos or Doy Johnson as Randolph in American Flyers. I know he was a fan favorite for you.
Scott Kahn has a big following that we're going to upset.
That's right. Hector Elizondo and Bill Duke in American Gigolo. I do love Bill Duke. He just showed up in a fun supporting role in No Sudden Move. Robert De Niro for his one scene in American Hustle, which I know is one you loved. We already have plenty of American Hustle represented here, but don't you remember when actors used to get nominated for screen time of like 6 minutes?
Judi Dench, we're looking in your direction.
Yes, Shakespeare in Love. I always remember William Hurt getting nominated for A History of Violence, which I think I saw the movie after he was nominated. I'm like, when is he showing up? Where is this
yeah,
guy?
He comes in at the end, right?
Yeah. Ed Harris, probably the supporting actor for that.
Famous example of this is Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, who for lead actor. So,
although he's not even in the top five least amount of screen time that won. Yeah.
Do we know what the answer is?
Oh yeah, I have it pulled up right here. It's Spencer Tracy in San Francisco, coming in at just under 15 minutes of screen time
for supporting actor.
For lead actor.
Wow. Well, different time. You know, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't different time. Maybe that's just a crazy low amount of screen time. So we'll from now on we'll do the honorable mentions before we do the nominees are.
Sure. Yes. Good point. Also, Walt Goggins for American Ultra.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, I kind of want to give it to Eugene Levy.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. Oh yeah. Go for it. Yeah.
My award goes to Chris Cooper for American Beauty. So why don't you state your case for Mr. Levy?
Yeah. So the reason, I mean, first of all, we know that historically, comedic performances consistently not recognized by the Academy. And right. I think with the time and distance from this movie, his role in these movies is iconic, you know? And he's the one character who carries over to, you know, all the spin-off, the directed DVD movies. He is, I think, such a recognizable character, brings something to that movie that just isn't there without him or with any other actor in that role, I think. So yeah, I gotta, and both of our winners also 1999, so fancy that. But Eugene Levy, that's my case.
Mine for Chris Cooper is the role is so layered. Like, he hits a lot of nuance. He has moments where he, you know, in extreme tension, extreme vulnerability, the relationship with his son, the way he acts around his wife, the way he is. I just think there's so many layers. There's so much subtlety. The scene in the car when he's talking with Wes Bentley's character and they both say how they don't like gay people. And you could just read on his face the foreshadowing that is to come. It's just so deep. And the fact that he wasn't nominated in real life is a shame. I just think it's such a powerhouse role for this. I think it is the definition of best supporting actor type of role. So that's my case. Where I am feeling very strongly about this one. So I'd like to know how far away from Chris Cooper you are.
I don't think I'm too far. I think also Cooper has a much more direct impact on the story in a way that Eugene Levy doesn't really. Like, he comes in for these bit parts. I mean, even the pie scene is like, as we've said, like a total non sequitur.
And he's barely in it.
But I'd be interested to see what their comparable screen time is between the two of them.
I meant he's barely in the pie scene.
Oh, yes, sure. I'm okay with giving it to Cooper. I love his performance. I just wanted to, I think, give some love to an iconic role in an iconic movie in a comedy is just not getting the recognition they deserve.
Eugene Levy was my second place finish. So great. I'm not too far away from you. I'm sure Chris Cooper was your second place finish. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you want to take us down the supporting actress category?
Yes. And I think we kind of have an embarrassment of riches here. I think a great lineup, and even some that we didn't necessarily slot in here. But we can talk about who we originally picked and announced on Twitter. So we have Lucinda Jenny for American Heart, Ray Don Chong for American Flyers, Lauren Hutton for American Gigolo, Reese Witherspoon for American Psycho, and Hope Davis for American Splendor.
Yes, and we're
missing someone very important here, Alan.
Yes, and of course, yes, I will gladly say who we're missing here, and that's American Beauty's Mina Suvari, who we both agree, just at her age for that performance, that level of severity, she nailed it. And she's got to be in this discussion. So who do we want to replace with Mina Suvari? And just to touch on Alexandra Paul and American Flyers, you're a huge fan.
So much
fun.
I
don't see it. It's a lot of fun. I don't think she cracks this list, but it's definitely an honorable mention for sure.
And I will also mention two folks from the American Mall, because we definitely touched on the scene from the mom character, Yasmin Allers, I believe is how it's pronounced. A few great scenes, and definitely one of the most hard-hitting scenes that we talked about, and otherwise pretty light movie. And another comedic performance I just want to shout out that I think I mentioned on the episode, Brooke Lyons as Dory, the character whose hair keeps getting bigger. She's frazzled, she's overworked, she's overwrought. Just wonderful performance. Yeah, but I'm good with the five we have here, and slotting in Mina, I think
I'd replace Reese Witherspoon in American Psycho. Wonderful performance, just not that deep. You know, she shows up for a couple scenes and is a lot of fun, has your favorite moment, which is the I gotta go return some videotapes. She's fun, she's really good, but I just think of these five, I'd slot Mina in over her. I would not take out Lucinda Jenny, Ray Don Chong, Lauren Hutton. And I wouldn't take out Hope Davis, but I know you may. So where are you leaning now?
I actually leaned more towards taking out Lauren Hutton, but I think what's key here, and maybe something we talk about when we talk about sort of the overarching themes of a lot of these movies, or the representation of women in a lot of these movies. But a lot of these characters, Hope, Lauren, Ray Don Chong, Lucinda Jenny, are really the heart. There's like a really interesting emotional component. You know, the scene when Ray Don Chong confronts Kevin Costner about, you know, that he's going to carry forward with the race. You know, clearly a lot of there's an emotional weight that they're carrying here. So I'm okay with slotting in Mina Suvari for Reese Witherspoon.
Okay.
And I think we're going to give it to her, right?
Well, we have to go. The nominees are Lucinda Jenny, American Heart, Ray Don Chong, American Flyers, Lauren Hutton, American Gigolo, Mina Suvari, American Beauty, and Hope Davis, American Splendor. I will give my winner first here. It's Mina Suvari
it's
for
Mina
American
Suvari.
Beauty.
It has to be.
So, you know, we talked a lot about her on the two episodes. We don't have to get into it right now. Just a real powerhouse performance. If you want to hear more about what we said, go back and check out the Beauty-sode and our episode on American Beauty, because we go into pretty great detail and stole the show. Not stole the show, not fair to say, stole her scenes.
Absolutely. Can't take your eye off her. For sure. Yeah, we didn't even talk about some of like our favorite Mina Suvari lines. For like, she has some of the best lines, like you love him, you want to have like 10,000 of his babies, you know, or just the way she shouts the C word after that girl insults her.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just a great great timing.
I am so sick of people taking their insecurities out of me. Oh my god, that's the pervert who filmed me last night.
Him?
Jane, no way. He's a total lunatic.
You know him?
Yeah. We were on the same lunch shift when I was in ninth grade, and he would always say the most random, weird things. And then one day, he was just, like, gone. And then, Connie Cardullo told me that his parents had to put him in a mental institution.
Why? What did he do?
What do you mean?
Well, they can't put you away just for saying weird things.
You total slut. You've got a crush on him.
What? Please.
You are defending him. You love him. You want to have like 10,000 of his babies. Shut up.
Hi.
And the premature nominees have now seen two winners who weren't on those lists. So two American Beauty winners. And how do you want to proceed? Do you want to go to director next, or do you want to go to the acting categories next?
I think we should do director.
Okay, so our initial nominees for director were Shari Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini for American Splendor, Mary Harron for American Psycho, Paul Schrader for American Gigolo, Rob Reiner for The American President, and John Badham for American Flyers. You were discussing possibly throwing in Sam Mendes for Paul Schrader, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think we have to. Obviously, he won the Oscar, and although I mentioned I'm not a huge fan of the movie anymore, I think he brings together so many of those elements that make it so outstanding, and obviously something, a movie that continues to be something that we talk about.
I still like the movie more than you do. I really like that movie. All right, yeah. So not too many honorable mentions, in my opinion. Paul Schrader would be the honorable mention here. So we are taking him out. American Gigolo has some really cool shots, really cool like moments, and some really picturesque scenes. So no knock on him taking him out. Stiff competition, very top-heavy as opposed to some of the other categories we have, because I think there's a clear winner here. I'm interested to see. There's maybe one other director I would possibly give it to, and it's not Sam Mendes, but we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
The nominees for Best Director are Shari Springer Berman and Robert Pulcini, American Splendor, Mary Harron, American Psycho, Sam Mendes, American Beauty, Rob Reiner, The American President, John Badham, American Flyers. Ben, who is your winner?
I think it has to be Mary Harron. For the same reasons that I even put Sam Mendes in here, she is able to nail a tone and a look that's really, really tough, and brings with it an insight that may have been lost or may not have even shown up with another director. So she's my pick, yeah.
She's my pick as well. I give the award to Mary Harron. The one who I considered was John Badham for American Flyers, just because there's some really neat stuff going on, but it wasn't going to beat Harron.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's a shame that her career isn't some magical, like, talked about, like, legacy kind of career. Really great stuff here. It is the best directed film of the bunch.
I think Badham would also be my second choice here as well, because he juggles so many different kinds of stories here. Like, yes, it's a sports movie. It's also a family movie. It's a story about brothers. It's
a Western.
It's also a Western, right? Exactly. And juggles tone in a really great way. There's so much good stuff in that movie where, I mean, listen, go back and listen to that episode and listen to our interview
yes.
with David Marshall Grant. It's such a blast, a really underrated gem from that era. And yeah, Badham's the key to that in a lot of ways.
Awesome. So we will go to Best Actor. And our initial list consisted of Christian Bale, American Psycho, Christian Bale, American Hustle, Christian Bale, American Everything, Christian Bale, American Psycho, Christian Bale, American Hustle, Paul Giamatti, American Splendor, Jeff Bridges, American Heart, Michael Douglas, The American President.
Before we talk about anybody we want to slot in here, I just...
Elephant in the room.
Well, yeah, before we mention him, but I think your elephant in the room is Hugh Grant's not on this list.
As much as it breaks my heart to not see Walt Goggins or Hugh Grant, he is going to get an honorable mention, even if the performance is whatever. Even if the movie, I should say, is whatever. Because his performance, he does his thing. So no knock on his performance, but I have to be as unbiased as possible here. If it was my favorite actors, he would be number one. So in this category, but it's not heartbreaking to not include him.
Yeah, once we get to including American History X, once we get to that movie, we can discuss if one of my favorites makes the list. Also, we didn't get Tom Cruise in here for American Made, which is... there was no way he was going to make it, but a big fan. And our feral cats, the Colin Farrell fans. No nomination here, though. We talked about how much we, it's clear why he became the star that he did in the early 2000s.
We adore him.
And yeah, I'm not interested in putting Kevin Spacey into this list.
No, no need. And as much as we want to put the boys from American Flyers in, tough category.
I would be open to, you mentioned it off air, I do like David Marshall Grant in here, And
Friend of the pod.
I would like to put him in for Michael Douglas, who is good, but like, you know, considering this was originally a Robert Redford vehicle, like there are other people who I would have liked to see in that role that I think would have just been better personally.
Okay. I like Michael Douglas in this film. You know, it's a tough one for me. We may have to flip a coin because he's a friend of the show. David Marshall Grant gets the fifth spot.
Great. Great. He deserves it. All right. I think he deserves it.
He deserves it. All right. I just talked about how unbiased I am with Hugh Grant. Okay. it doesn't matter because...
Once we get Hugh Grant on the show, then we can give him a nomination.
Also, no spoiler, but this is a spoiler. Neither guy would win, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The nominees for Best Actor are Christian Bale, American Psycho, Christian Bale, American Hustle. Now, real quick, we could have Michael Douglas and David Marshall Grant if we want to limit Christian Bale to one nomination. But I do think Christian Bale's two performances are better than the other guys.
Agreed.
All right. Christian Bale, American Psycho, Christian Bale, American Hustle, Paul Giamatti, American Splendor, Jeff Bridges, American Heart, David Marshall Grant, American Flyers. And my winner is Christian Bale for American Psycho.
Shocker. Shocker. And remember, we did our top five Christian Bale because we thought we were never going to talk about him again.
I just think it's a career making performance that put him really on the map, and it holds up to this day more so than the, you know, we don't have him on here, but way more than the Kevin Spacey performance. A lot of the, you know, it's just a powerhouse. He should have been nominated for an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
It's not an Oscar movie, so it was never going to get
at its the time that it was released. It was not an Oscar movie. Now, 1000% an Oscar movie, without a doubt.
If Promising Young Woman is getting nominated for Best Picture, then American Psycho, which is in the same vein, would definitely get nominated.
Yeah, agreed. 100%.
What would your number two be here? I think that's the more interesting question.
Yeah.
Because I know what my number two would be, and it's one that it's a great performance. It's a great performance. But I think maybe it's got the ending of the movie throws it for me a little bit. Jeff Bridges for American Heart, Paul Giamatti for American Splendor, tied for that two spot for me. Don't really know where to go. I think I would edge Giamatti up to two because the ending of American Heart is so bad to me. So I'm going with Giamatti number two.
Yeah, I got to put Giamatti there in my two, just edging out Jeff Bridges. Again, like one of those perfect role, perfect actor, perfect timing, just... Yeah, one of those roles. I didn't mention in Best Supporting Actor the guy who plays the other cartoonist in the movie.
Who
we mentioned like having some fun little quirks.
Yeah. By the way, I mentioned Friedlander doing kind of an impression. I don't think the Harvey Pekar performance is an impression. I think it's a sense of essence and like an aura that was captured.
Agreed.
All right.
Best Actress.
We move on to Best Actress. Our initial nominees, Nicole Beharie, American Violet, Mandy Moore, American Dreams, Amy Adams, American Hustle, Annette Bening, American President, Claire Sloma, Myth of the American Sleepover. And I know right off the bat, we are swapping Bening performances, putting an American Beauty over American President.
And only because Hilary Swank wasn't in American Boys Don't Cry.
This is probably the toughest category for me to pick a winner.
And I'll say, you know, it's tough because in the American movies we've done so far, and I'd say for the vast majority of movies with American in the title, not a lot of leading women. And I think that's something that we'll reckon with once we kind of get towards the end and get through, you know, another maybe 25, 30 movies. But that is something that we got to recognize.
Unfortunately, you and I had a little trouble with this category because of the lack of representation. And no knock on any of these women. They are all phenomenally talented and wonderful in their movies, and they all deserve to be here, but they didn't have much competition. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and to be completely honest, I think you see that with the Oscars themselves.
Of course.
Not just our own selection, but any year in movies. I was just talking with our friend Alex Alce about Jennifer Lawrence getting nominated for Joy. And I'm like, really?
There's a lot of hate on Joy. There's a lot of hate on Joy.
It's a bad movie. It's a bad movie. Speaking of how much love we're giving to American Hustle, his follow-up to that, Joy, is just... It's bad.
I do think there are some aspects of Joy that you can pinpoint as positive, way more than you guys do. I'm also a sucker for anything Robert De Niro does. So
fair enough.
All right. Are there any honorable mentions here? We talk about the lack. You know, it's tough. You know, we've also never really mentioned any of the American Pie. I put air quotes for those listening at home. Teenagers in the film.
Comedic performances, Sean William Scott in American Pie, another iconic role, but just wanted to mention him too.
I know you're not a fan of the Stifler character. His performance is probably the one that would be considered of that group for me personally.
Yeah, fair enough.
Just because it's the biggest. Yeah, like, he gets to again, play it's the
like,
most.
Yeah, it's like Caleb Landry Jones in American Made. He's the character that sticks out because he's just on a different wavelength than everyone else. Anyway, you were going to talk about some of the other Natasha Lyonne or any of the Tara Reid.
None of them would qualify as leading, but we just haven't. You know, they haven't wowed us to the point of they need to be on this list. And it's not they haven't wowed us in the negative way, just like looking at the resumes of this category.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I think we should just go through the nominees again and pick a winner.
As someone I just thought of, Kristen Stewart in American Ultra, I think is actually really great. But I don't think beats any of the folks that we have here in this lineup.
I could make a case for her over Claire Sloma for American Sleepover, but I also really like Claire Sloma. But yeah, she is definitely, you know, fifth place on my list. So it's whatever. Kristen Stewart would be sixth place if we're not going to swap her.
I would put Claire above Mandy. I was going to say I could put her above Mandy Moore.
Mandy has some really good moments in American Dreams.
In a better directed movie, in a better written movie, I think she could, you know, that performance might have stood out a little more. But you're right, she is very good.
And her character has an arc.
And I kind of give Claire the benefit of that she wasn't a trained actress, right? You know, that and her being her first time out. So
and her performance is the best in that film, in my opinion,
by far. Do you want to? Why don't you give your winner first?
Just to recap the nominees: Nicole Beharie, American Violet; Mandy Moore, American Dreams; Amy Adams, American Hustle; Annette Bening, American Beauty; Claire Sloma, The Myth of the American Sleepover. This was a tough one for me, but I'm going with Annette Bening for American Beauty.
Yeah, I think I have to also.
Second place would be Nicole Beharie.
Agreed.
We talk about Claire Sloma first time out. Same for Nicole Beharie. I think American Beauty is a better movie than American Violet. I think that the Annette Bening performance really is just like a masterclass. And I know it's our third Beauty winner, but hey, the performances rock in American Beauty. So
yeah, gosh, has it just been between Beauty and Psycho this whole time?
It has, except for we gave supporting act. Oh no. Yeah, it's
it's been neck and neck between a movie that won all the Oscars and a movie that wasn't even nominated.
Wow. Yeah, well, look, they're probably two of you don't like American Beauty that much, but it's definitely high quality. Like it's the performances, you know, outweigh the legacy of that film regardless. So
well, speaking of, we should talk about the lineup for Best Picture, what we originally announced.
Yeah, just to put a cherry on top for that conversation, American Beauty, Annette Bening, just like from start to finish, that character is going 150 miles an hour, yet she's able to keep it in balance. She's never too big, she's never too small. She's hitting these notes that are just so fantastic. And again, I've never seen Boys Don't Cry. It's really hard to think that she should have been beaten.
Yeah, again, thinking of what Oscar tends to reward are people going through some sort of trauma on screen. You know, if you think about DiCaprio winning for The Revenant versus Wolf of Wall Street or Catch Me If You Can, was one of my favorite performances of his, not even nominated. And yeah, as I mentioned, some of the great lines from Minu Suvari. Annette Bening's got some great lines in here.
Jane, honey, are you trying to look unattractive?
Yes.
Grab Congratulations, you've succeeded admirably. Lester, could you make me a little later, please? Because I'm not quite late enough.
Pitch perfect line deliveries from the three who've won awards in our little contest here.
And also, I should mention, which I think is well known, but one take wonder for the scene where she breaks down having not sold that house that day and bringing it back together and restraining herself and walking out of that room. Also, I'll share a little video I made very early on in COVID, in quarantine, about like she's getting all this stuff done and then she breaks down. That's basically how I felt that first month. Like, oh, I have so much time on my hands. Fuck, I can't go anywhere. I'm trapped in my house.
Now, our initial Best Picture nominees were only five. With current Oscar rules, we could do up to 10. I have no problem having six here instead of swapping.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change our decision, but we can throw Beauty in there go for it, run it down.
Since none of our nominees are necessarily changing, I'll just jump right into the nominees. American Splendor, American Psycho, American President, American Flyers, American Hustle, American Beauty. Who takes home Best Picture for you?
We already know. The folks at home already know. It's American Psycho, but by a mile.
I'll give it to Psycho as well, but I liked Flyers better. Agreed. Will make that caveat. I kind of want to give it to Flyers just because we had such a great reaction to the film. It would seem, though, a little biased. The real winner is American Psycho, but I do want it to, on the record, that of these films, American Flyers my favorite.
And I think mine as well. I would sooner revisit and rewatch and recommend to people, as I did for many months after we watched the movie, American Flyers over any of these movies. Definitely my number two. I think I would, as I said, I would sooner rewatch it before Psycho even, which is, it is very rewatchable, but it's a tough rewatch, American Psycho. So, and you mentioned that it would be biased to give it to them, but I mean, we already talked about the Golden Globes, you know, flying people out to Paris and or the show.
And we had David Marshall Grant.
So, you know, are the Academy Awards completely unbiased? Are any awards completely unbiased? You know, they like to give it to their friends.
Are you saying that we're changing our award here? Are we pulling a Moonlight and La La Land? Are we? It's up to you. I'm willing to do it.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we are.
American Psycho is the best picture.
Yeah.
As a film noir, light shines on my face right now.
It looks very cool. It looks very cool. Very American gigolo. Going on here.
Paul Schrader?
He's got a new movie coming out with Oscar Isaac, the Card Counter.
Haven't heard of it.
Check out the trailer. It could either be amazing or completely atrocious. I don't think there's going to be any in between there, because it also has what's her name? Who's that from Girls Trip? The really funny
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish in a serious role,
which she's done before.
Which she has done, but not in a Paul Schrader serious movie.
Yeah.
So could be interesting.
All right, let me recap our winners overall.
Please,
from phase
one. I haven't been keeping track. And again, we should also note that this is phase one. Next time we do these, you know, I don't think Beauty and Psycho are just going to take all the awards. I hope not.
Well, no. Here's what we'll do. Phase two will get its own set of nominees. It will go up. It will not go up against phase one movies. Once we get to the end, whenever that may be, we will do a overall phase one versus phase two versus phase three. We'll have five phases, so to speak, or however many the winners of each will go up against each other.
Right. I love that you just, maybe you already thought of this, didn't pitch it to me. I love it. So great. That's what we'll do.
All right. So Best Supporting Actor went to Chris Cooper for American Beauty. Best Supporting Actress went to Mina Suvari for American Beauty. Best Director went to Mary Harron for American Psycho. Best Actor went to Christian Bale for American Psycho. Best Actress went to Annette Bening for American Beauty. And Best Picture went to American Psycho with a huge 1A to American Flyers.
Absolutely. Well, that's it. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
I have no regrets over our winners. I think we gave clear recognition to who our twos were, and I think that this is a fair assessment. And yeah, two movies took home all the awards, but that's just the way it is sometimes.
I just wanted to note one thing as I thought of it before we go. A movie that's going to show up on our list. We talked about performances that with the shortest amount of screen time. Ruby Dee, American Gangster, gets a nomination, not for screen time, however, for percentage of time spent on screen in the film at 3.93%.
She has a tiny amount of screen time.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
mm-hmm.
Very good in the film. I think it was more of an honorary nomination at that point in her career, but she got the nom, so good for her.
Absolutely. Well, that is a wrap on phase one of the American Scene Awards. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what we're doing, please give us a rating, leave a positive review. You can give us your unfiltered opinion on Twitter at @AmericanScene_, on Instagram at @AmericanScenePod, and if you'd like to follow either of your patriotic co-hosts, I'm Ben Rosen on Twitter @NotThatBenRosen.
I'm Alan Austin @Alan_Austin_.
And we'll see you next time.